Blog Talk Radio.
Fly high,
let's keep it moving.
Let's shake free this gravity.
Well, hello everybody. This is the first time I'm ever on a talk show on the internet, so I hope you can be a little bit patient with me. And also, English is not my my maternal language, so if I make any mistakes, I'd like to apologize now that I'm starting. we're here today because this month, Inner Healers have scheduled August as the month of forgiveness. And I first of all wanted to talk to you about a little bit about what Inner Healers is. Some years ago, while I was working at the therapy room, I started noticing that many of us had the same problems or the same issues, that our physical body usually reacted to those several different problems by getting sick in specific ways. Among some of the reasons why people usually came to the therapy room was the issue of forgiveness. So since 2008, we started working specifically on forgiveness. As a result of all this work, a community started to grow, which is now called Inner Healers. It is a concept that many of us believe as true, which is that all health and everything else that we really need in this life is inside of each of us. So using that as a start point, I would like to talk a little bit about forgiveness and about what I've seen at the therapy room, what I've seen on all the classes that we've been sharing on forgiveness. First of all, I would like to talk about what is forgiveness, and that might take a little bit more than the time I've scheduled this this show for. So we will try to make four shows, one after the other one. The first one is starting today, and the other three will also be done on Sundays. They will last 1 hour each, in which we will include both discussion and meditation. And I will tell you when is the time for the other three. So it's curious because 2 days ago I was in a meeting and I was talking to this new friend I met there. And we were actually talking about the importance of forgiveness because he told me he had gone through some difficult times not long ago. And when he started to talk about what he had gone through, you could see how his eyes would darken a little bit. You would see how the light in his eyes would start fading and his look would harden. He told me about what he had gone through, and it was a very sad story, you know, because it was not only him who was involved in all this, but many other people who also were affected because somebody did something which for them was not right. So I would like to start with this, because what happens in our life is that sometimes people that we meet in our lives do something which we feel is done to us directly. So we feel like our space, like our individual space, is somehow threatened, is somehow invaded. And so we react, sometimes consciously, sometimes unconsciously. It's part of our instinct to do so. And this person was telling me about how difficult it was for him and for his friends to go through this period. it was very difficult for him because he lost his job. He didn't have how to give his family what his family needed, like clothing and food and all this kind of stuff. And he had even to struggle with other people's problems during this time. So when we started talking about forgiveness, it was like a difficult thing to talk with. To talk about with him. And the first thing that we talked about was that forgiveness is not actually for the other people, you know. He told me, well, I'm not going to go there and talk to him and say, okay, I forgive you, because I don't. And I understood that, you know, because sometimes hurt can be so much, and sometimes the things that happen to us can be so difficult for us to live through that the last thing that we want to do is go there and say, hey, sure, I forgive you, and here's a hug for you, you know. But the first thing we have to remember about the forgiveness process is that forgiveness is never for the other person. It's always for you. You forgive because you want to be free, because you want to let go of something that happened to you. We usually go about life with all our things, placing all these things in like a backpack. And we have these things in our backpack while we walk. So each time something happens, we get that thing again on our backpack. And the more we walk, the more this backpack hurts, you know, because it's very heavy. So it hurts our shoulders, it hurts our back, it hurts our neck. It hurts to have it with us. So forgiveness really is not much about going and telling the other person, hey, I forgive you, you know. You don't really need to do that. What you need to do is to let it go for you, because of you. Because that light that we have inside of us needs to shine. It needs to shine for us. It needs to shine for us because we need to be happy. That's the whole reason. That's the whole point of being here. And the more we keep these things on our backpack, the less happiness we are able to experience here. So we really do not have to go to somebody who hurt us, who might not even be available right now, you know, who might not even be living in the same country, who might not even be alive, but still we do hang to those things. And it does no good to us, you know. It's not good for us to have these things with us on our lives. And so that's the first thing I'd like to talk about on forgiveness, that it's not about the other person. Forgiveness is never about the other person. It's about us. It's about you. It's about me. It's about being able to live a life in freedom, to live a life without carrying all this stuff around, like if it is still happening, you know. So to do that, you do not need to agree with what happened. You do not need to say, okay, I understand. You do not even need to understand. Some things are just not meant for us to understand them while we're on it. You know, sometimes when we let go, we are able to see things differently, and then we're able to understand what were we able, or what did we need to learn from specific experience. But when we are on it, when we are hurting for it, when we are going through it, it's not possible for us to also understand what's happening or understand why did it happen. So it's not that you need to get to an understanding to then be able to forget. You also do not need to condone that behavior. It is very important that you have clear what is good and what is not good for you. So it's very important that you have a clear position on what is good for you and what hurts you. So when somebody comes and tells you something or does something that you know is not good for you, you do not need to keep up with that. That is not forgiveness. That is just not loving yourself enough to be able to take that out of your life, you know? So saying, okay, I can accept this, is not okay. You do not need to accept things that are not good for you. You do not need to accept that sometimes people do things and they hurt. You do not need to accept that there are things that will hurt you or that have hurt you. And they are not okay when they happen. Sometimes, in this trying to forget, what we usually do is we try to look for a way to justify what happened. We try to say, okay, maybe he wanted to do this or he wanted to do that, or he did that because of this, or she did that because of that. And you do not need to do that. You know, you need to be clear on what's not good for you and then stand on that position. Because the more you are clear on what are the things that hurt you, the more you will be able to avoid them in life. You know, the more you will be able to go around that what hurts you and then not fall back again on the same thing. So whenever you are trying to forget somebody, do not try to justify what that person did to you. If some person comes and does something that is not good for you, it's very important for you to understand that you do not need to justify that. You do not need to look for an excuse for that person. Never excuse somebody for doing something that was not okay for you. You have a right to say, you have a right to understand what is good for you, and you have a right to say that out loud. You do not need to tell somebody, okay, I'm trying to understand what you did, and therefore I'm trying to do things right and trying to make things right for both of us, because that will not take you where you want to go. You want to go someplace in your life where you are happy, where you are happy 24/7. And to get there, the first thing you have to be clear on is what is okay for you and what is not okay for you. What is fine for you and what is not fine with you. What is it that makes you happy and what is it that doesn't make you happy. And it's okay if what makes you happy does not make happy somebody else. It's good if there's something is something that nobody else understands, for example. When somebody comes and tells you, okay, I want to do this, and you're not okay with it, then you have to find a way to tell that person that you're not okay with that. Because if we do not set our boundaries correctly, then somebody else can come and go over him. You know, setting up our boundaries are very important. And sometimes the things that happen to us are made for that, so that we can set up our boundaries clearly, so that we can communicate our boundaries clearly. Because the more we can do this, the more other people will start respecting our position, respecting what is it we want. From them, from life, from everything. So sometimes the things that happen to us are ways for us to understand that clear communication is very important when dealing with others. The more we are able to communicate clearly that which is important for us, to be good, to be happy, then the stronger we will feel on one end, and the clearer everybody else will be in respect to us. in respect to what we need, in respect to what we hope to get from other people and from life. So it is important that we do not justify people when things happen, because justifying means that we are losing our boundaries just to be okay with other people. And the more we loosen our boundaries, the more people will just step over them, you know? And that will not make us happy. That will increase the hurt we carry. So another thing that's very important for us to understand is that when somebody does something to us and we want to forgive that person, we really don't need to go and look for that person. You know, I have a patient who always tells me that she was in this group, and it was like a group of therapy or something. And she kept telling me, well, but these people told me that I had to go and talk from the heart and say, I'm sorry from the heart and really feel it. And you know what? It's not necessary for you to go and look for the person who hurt you to receive forgiveness, you know? Because forgiveness is something that springs from your own heart, from your own soul. So you do not need to go and make amends with somebody else to experience forgiveness. You do not need to look for means on how to reconcile with them. You know, you do not need to cross the Mediterranean and go to Europe to where somebody else is living and say, hey, I'm sorry. You know, you can also say I'm sorry if that's what you want to say wherever you are. And you can also process forgiveness to the person that made you hurt from wherever you are. It is not that you have to go and hug somebody. It is not that you have to go and kiss somebody on the cheek. I know that many of us have been brought up with the idea that if somebody hurts you, you have to place the other cheek and say, hey, do it again. But you know what? That is not healthy. That is not healthy. And you need to learn how to live a healthy life. So everything that you do in your road of forgiveness is about finding a healthy way to process the grief, the hurt, to process whatever you're carrying with you in your backpack. Because it is about you. Forgiveness is about you, about what you need to feel okay, about what you need to feel free, about what you need to feel happy. Happiness includes freedom. The more you feel free, the more you will be able to feel happiness. Forgiveness is very important, because the more we forgive whatever happened to us in the past, the more we will be able to heal the bruises and the scars and the open wounds we might be carrying with us. Healing really is not like going to a doctor and getting a pill or getting some medicine to go on with it, you know? Healing is something that springs from the heart as well, something that springs from the soul. Healing has to do with closing something, getting the best out of it, and going on without it. So in order to heal, to really heal, You need to forgive some things that sometimes do happen to us. So forgiveness is really a process that we need to go through to heal. The more we heal, the lighter we will feel, the closer to happiness. I know sometimes we say, I wish I could have done this differently. I wish I could go there and change things, you know. But we're not able to do that. You know, we can go back and then change everything and do things differently. And you know what? Why we can't do that? Because we went through that without knowing it was going to hurt. So the guilt associated with a past event is also something that has to heal. I know that we cannot change the past, but I also know that all the things that we went through, all the things that were difficult for us to face, all the things that were difficult for us to leave, happened to us. So that today we can be who we are. So that today we can do things differently. So yes, we can change what happened. But yes, we can make things to work differently now. So whatever happened to you, whatever difficult thing you had to go through, you are able to process it. You are able to heal. You are able to forgive it. Because in that forgiven, in that forgiving, you will feel better. You will feel like something is getting off your shoulders. You will feel you have more options in life. You will feel like there's something to live for. I would like to stop here this time. This is the first time where we're talking about forgiveness. So I would like to start with a short meditation. And to do this, I would like you to sit comfortably, wherever you are. It would be preferably for you to be sitting on a chair or on a bench or on a sofa or on the floor. Or wherever you feel you will be comfortable, and try sitting in a straight position. If you're sitting on the floor, you can try doing the lotus position, you can try folding your knees, you can try any position that will be comfortable for you for the next few minutes. Try not to lay down on your bed, or try not to lay down on the couch. It is easier for you if you do not have that much experience in meditating to do it in a sit-down position. So once you're comfortably sitting down, try closing your eyes and placing your hands in your laps. Now we'll start breathing in a way that you will feel more relaxed. You will start breathing through your nose, and then you will start exhaling also through your nose. You start breathing in as profoundly as you can, Try getting that air inside your body. And try feeling your body while it takes the air in. You will now start to exhale slowly through your nostrils. You will start exhaling in a small, quantity. Exhaling in small quantities, continue small quantities, will make your exhalation longer. So your breath intake will be short and profound, and your exhalation will be long and steady. You will inhale, feel your body full of this air inside, and then slowly exhale. Your exhalation will start getting longer than your inhale. You will inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Inhalations are profound and deep. Exhalations are long and steady. Once you get your breathing in tune, you will start to recognize each and every part of your body. You will first feel your toes. You will keep on inhaling and exhaling while you start feeling all of your body. So you will feel your toes. You will feel your feet. You will feel your legs, your knees. You will feel your hips, your abdomen. You will feel your back, your chest. If when you are feeling all of your body, you sense some tension, you will exhale the tension through your nostrils. And then feel your body again. You will keep your inhaling and exhaling steady to be able to release the tension in your body. You will continue feeling all of your body while exhaling any tension found on any part of it. You will now sense your shoulders, your upper back, your neck, your arms, your elbows, your hands, your fingers. You will feel your head. You will feel your ears. You will feel your mouth. Loosen the grip of your teeth. Feel your nose. Feel your eyes. Loosen any tension. Feel your eyebrows. Feel your hair. Feel all of your head. Connect with your body. And keep on inhaling and exhaling. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Each time you inhale, you fill all of your body with air, with oxygen. Each time you exhale, you will loosen all tensions. Until you feel you are calm, you are present. We will now use our inner vision. I want you to imagine yourself inside a room. This room has a lot of shadows on it. It's a dark room with very little light on it. Yet, you have enough light to see what's around you. You find something on the floor. You reach out to that something and find a picture. You sit down on the floor and try to see that picture clearly. The first thing you see is that this picture holds a moment you already lived on it. It is a picture taken from you when something very difficult for you was happening. It is the first thing that comes to your mind. This picture shows something that hurts. Somebody did something and you were hurting because of that. This picture also has the face of the person that hurt you. I want you to look at the eyes of this person. And try to feel what happened then. It's okay. You will not feel the hurt now. you're just remembering something. I want you to look at the eyes of this person and tell him the following. I have been carrying this memory for too long already. I have been hurting already for too long. I need to be free. I need to go on. So I'm doing this because I love myself and because I want to live a happy life. I believe I can live a happy life. Now that I'm looking at you, I see that all that happened is part of my past. It is not part of my present anymore. It's part of my past. This that happened will not happen ever again. Because thanks to what happened this time, I know that all of this is not healthy for me. The person in the picture looks at us and says nothing. But through his eyes, through her eyes, we can understand, we can feel that the person in the picture didn't really want us to carry this on for so long. So now that we are here, we are slowly able to start to release this memory, which is not good for us. We look at the person straight in the eye and tell this person, I forgive you. From the center of my heart, I'm capable of connecting with my sense of unconditional love. And because of my unconditional love for me, because of me, I forgive you so that I can go on with my life, so I can stop projecting what happened with you onto others, so I can choose differently, so I can make healthy decisions. I let go of what happened. I do not justify what you did. I do not agree with what happened. I can't change the past. But I can set myself free of everything that happened that day. And that I intend to do. Because I love myself, I approve of myself, and because I want to live a happy life, which I deserve, which I'm here for. We feel now like our back is getting lighter. We feel like there's a big weight that has been taken from our shoulders. Place the picture back again on the floor. And slowly start to concentrate ourselves in our breathing. All of our attention goes back to our inhaling and exhaling. We inhale profoundly, we exhale long and steady. We inhale profoundly and exhale. Steady. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Slowly, we start to feel all of our body again. We start to feel our feet, our fingers, our hands. We slowly and safely start to return to the here and now in perfect peace. Perfect balance. In perfect sense of love. And once we're ready, once we feel all of our body again, once we feel peace, once we feel calm, the last thing we're gonna do is move our fingers a little bit and then slowly open back our eyes. Once we open our eyes, we will blink a couple of times until we feel we're all set, until we feel we're back peacefully again. We now have some minutes left. I hope this meditation has helped a little bit in understanding what I was trying to explain earlier. And I will be answering a couple questions in the few minutes that we have left. So Okay, I have a question here. It says, please talk about how to deal with persons close to us, that no matter how hard you express your dislike about something, that person still doesn't get it and continues. I know many people who have that problem. Yes, you're right. Many of us have to deal with people in the office, at home, in our friend circles. And it's sometimes very difficult to deal with this kind of people that do not approve of what we do or that always know how to make us feel bad or always know how to hurt us. So first of all, it is very important that we understand why is it we need to forgive somebody. Because we sometimes think that forgiving means, okay, I'm going to forgive him, I'm going to forgive her, when forgiveness actually has to do with us. So forgiving that person who always bugs us has more to do with being free to love, being free to experience our life joyfully, than with keeping ourselves angry and keeping ourselves frustrated with other people. So yes, it's very difficult for us to live with some people day to day, you know. It also has to do with another topic we usually talk about in our sessions, which is called the contracts, which is called, I like to call it emotional management. It has to do with the things that we are supposed to learn from the people we encounter in our lives. Sometimes people, without consciously knowing, are teaching us about patience, are teaching us about tolerance, are teaching us about many things. Remember that the reason why we find people in our way is because we need to learn things. We need to experience things. We need to learn how to say no. We need to set our boundaries. We need to learn how to communicate. So the people we encounter in our lives usually are there because we are only able to see part of who we are. Jung used to talk about the shadow and the light we all have inside of us. So when we walk around, we usually recognize that which we like from us. So for example, if I'm a person who usually gets late everywhere, arrives late everywhere, I might have to deal with people who also do the same thing, you know? Because that's something I do not like from me, and I will feel attracted to people who will show me part of that as well. So when we have people around us, either in the office or at home or in the circle of our friends, people usually have the same light and the same shadow we do. We usually feel attracted to those people that have our light, which means that have our same qualities developed. And we usually feel that we don't want to be around people that show us our shadow, because they themselves project that same shadow, you know? So sometimes the reason we have difficult people to deal with around is because those people are showing us things that we do not want to see from ourselves, our shadow. So the more we are able to work on ourselves, to realize who we really are, what are the things that we can improve, and what are the things we already are very valuable for us, then the less we will have to deal with difficult people, because they will not feel attracted to us in that way anymore. Or we will not feel attracted to them anymore. Or they will just stop bugging us or we will start feeling that what they do does not bother us anymore, because we have recognized what we had to while dealing with them. So forgiveness is always a first step for this, because to realize what happens really around us, we need to set ourselves free from prejudice, from projections of what happened earlier. We really need to empty that backpack in order to experience life as it really is, in order to experience reality for what it is and for what it can be when we clear ourselves from those things. So that's the importance of forgiveness. Forgiveness heals us so that we can experience a happy, joyful, fulfilling life, because all of us are here to do that. There's no, he can do it, but I can't. If we are alive, it is because we are able to experience a joyful, happy life. And, well, I guess I don't have any more questions here, and we'll have less than 2 minutes left. So I want to thank you all for joining us today. You know that you can contact me through Facebook, through Spiritual Network, through Blog Chat Radio, and I will be letting know which will be the next appointment, which will be next Sunday. I still have to set up the hour, but as soon as I have a time assured, I will send you all a message through Facebook, through Twitter, through Blog Talk Radio, through Spiritual Networks, and if I have emails from you, I will do so as well. Have a blessed evening, and may you feel more love now so that you can share it with the people around you. Blessings be. Thank you, and bye.